fish sampling techniques, a look into the world of electrofishing. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Ever wonder how biologists are able to catch and sample so many fish? Well, they cheat. Biologists commonly use electrofishing methods to stun fish so that they can be easily caught. I don't know about you, but I need clarification. So here's Fish and Game official Roger Phillips.
We do a lot of research and surveys on fish, and the little buggers like to hide from us. So it's hard to count fish when they're hiding from you. So this is one of many methods that we use, electrofishing. It stuns them. It doesn't hurt them. We got people netting in there in the river, and they get anything from the fingerlings up to the big ones, and then they can measure how many fish are in a certain section of a river or stream, how big they are, what kind they are, things like that. So it's a really effective way to go in and take a snapshot of what's happening in a stream at any given time.
Do they put a couple of electrodes in the water?
Exactly. It's an electrical current, and you know, we have portable generators that can go on a backpack or on a boat or something like that. They can obviously adjust the voltage so that they get just the right amount where they're not trying to hurt fish. They're just trying to get an idea of what's in there.
Frankly, the brilliance of fish and game officials is quite shocking. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.